Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is John Fritzy of the Baltimore Sun's Washington Bureau. John, interesting questions looming for Martin O'Malley. And just to get directly to it, how does he decide whether to stay in now? And I mean, a question I have is, if you're at 1% in the polls, are you really a contender?
Well, you're certainly not right now. I think the O'Malley people would argue that the race really began at the time of the debate. So this is the storyline they've been pushing, that things really got underway. People really started paying attention a couple of weeks ago during the first Democratic debate. He subsequently had a pretty decent night over the weekend at the Iowa JJ dinner, the Jefferson Jackson dinner. You know, there's a couple of issues here. One is that O'Malley has done pretty well in these various high-profile forums, but he continues to be overshadowed by Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. So while he's doing well, it's not really moving his numbers. I think, you know, how he makes this decision, look, I think he stays in as long as he has the money to stay in.
Does he have the money?
Well, that's the big question, right? So in the third quarter ending in September, the report showed that he had spent far more money than he had raised. He's got maybe $800,000 left in the bank. You know, unlike some of these other candidates who are not as well known, like Lincoln Chafee and Jim Webb, he actually does have an operation on the ground in Iowa and New Hampshire. He has paid staff. He has volunteers. He has the organization that you need to be competitive. That stuff's expensive. And so the question is, can he sustain that staff and that organization all the way to February?
Well, you know, I think some of us, and maybe it's a bit wonkish to say this, but to have another voice in the mix is important for our country, I think. And I think that's the way he's felt, in addition to wanting to be competitive. But there's the question, apparently, that really led Lincoln Chafee to get out of the race was, you don't want to start looking silly when you're really not in it. Now, you know, if their contention is right, if they are suddenly going to be in it, well, that's another thing.
Right. And we'll see when we see some more polling. I think that's absolutely right about sort of the message he's sending. I think there is this idea that he represents sort of the voice of the future, and that maybe if this is not his year, maybe in 4 or 8 years, it may be his year. You saw, for instance, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi talking about O'Malley being kind of the voice of the future of the party. So I think you're right that there is a risk in that. But I also think that, you know, O'Malley's always wanted to do this. I suspect he'll stay in through the debates at least and sort of reassess where he's at that point. Now, I'm not sure that's going to hurt him too much.
Well, I think you were right. I think he did do passably well in the debate. And so if that really got him a little bit of a cushion to go forward, well, good for him. John, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks, Fraser.
For John Fritzy, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.